Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we got a lot of news to get to, but there's no way, we can't start without giving you guys some clarity on, you know, what could be going on with Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is one of my favorite actors, not because I had a crush on him ever since I could even have crushes. No, I think I had a couple crushes before him, but I just was in love with him since high school, and I still am. He is, you know, not only handsomer than handsome, but he's one of my favorite actors. I think he is just, he's fantastic. And I know I've been talking about Viggo Mortensen because, you know, Lord of the Rings did seem to hijack my favorite movie, but Die Hard, hands down. Love Die Hard. Love all the movies Bruce Willis was in. But to hear he's stepping away from acting or taking a temporary hiatus, me as a doctor, I have to tell you, I'm worried. Now, we've spoken about Bruce Willis multiple times, not because of how sexy I've thought him to be, that too, but because years ago I noticed a little earlobe crease. Remember we talked about earlobe creases in the bottom of the earlobe when there's like a little diagonal crease that some cardiologists have. In fact, the daughter of a cardiologist, she was a medical student, rotated in my office. I said, yeah, you know, that's a sign of heart disease. I'm like, wow, I love it when the students teach the teachers. And then following that, I noticed that there was some correlation between an earlobe crease and heart disease and stroke. Not everybody with an earlobe crease gets it, but we do see some correlation. So when I saw that with Bruce Willis, you saw that with Mel Gibson, I think Steven Spielberg, I forget, there's a few actors. Ooh, I think also Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars. I got to double check. Just make you a little nervous. My father had one. My father had an earlobe crease. He ends up dying of a heart attack. So I was always worried about Bruce Willis's heart. You know, I was like, oh, I hope it's okay. You know, I hope he doesn't get vascular dementia. I hope he doesn't. But we were told yesterday, his wife had posted, and the family had, and really cool of them to do this, you know, said, look, he's stepping away because he has aphasia. Now, people are saying he's been diagnosed with aphasia. It's a neurodegenerative disorder. It's a little confusing for some because aphasia is one of the symptoms. It is a diagnosis. If somebody has issues talking, communicating, understanding words, getting what they want to say out, those are all forms of aphasia. But aphasia usually happens because of something else, because of maybe Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, some sort of dementia, a stroke, a tumor, an infection of the brain, medications. So there's certain things that could do it. So, of course, when I heard he has aphasia, I'm like, do to finish the sentence. Well, now you're hearing reports that, well, you know, he's been having some issues with his memory for a while. Back in 2015, The Guardian had spoken about how it's not uncommon for actors to not memorize their lines anymore. They have earpieces, so somebody could read them their line. Like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But apparently other co-workers have said that's been something that he's not needed in the past that now he does, exemplifying that he might be having memory loss. So if we start to see that in his acting, about 7 years in the past, that he needed aids and he needed help, it starts to kind of clarify why he would be taking a hiatus now. Many people are asking, look, is this reversible? Can he get over it? Well, it depends. If he's never had any issues and he has a new onset aphasia, we do a scan, we do some neurological testing, we figure out what could be interfering with his ability to communicate, either make the words say what he's thinking or be able to comprehend what he wants to say. And like I said, there are a lot of acute reasons for this. But if this has been progressive and he's been having issues for a while, now you start to think about some other diagnoses. You know, has he had vascular issues and that's causing some cognitive deficits, such as what we see with vascular dementia? Vascular dementia is where you kind of get multiple little mini strokes. And because of the arteriosclerosis, and I'm not saying he has this, but these are just some reasonings behind somebody having aphasia. Somebody having vascular dementia, if the blood flow isn't that good to the brain, then the brain doesn't get fed that well, and the brain starts to get a little weak. Or they throw little microclots, little mini infarcts, and after a while, that takes its toll. That's different. Vascular dementia is different from Alzheimer's, where you get the neurofibrillary triangles and the tau and the beta protein buildup that then interferes with synapses and interferes with brain communicating. Seizures could also be an issue. Somebody having a seizure disorder could affect the communication centers and the parts of the brain that deal with speech. Dementia, he's only 67 years old. You know, I'd hate to think that, you know, he's already going through age-related dementia or age-related cognitive changes. This seems a little bit more severe. Parkinson's, very, very common neurological disorder, second to Alzheimer's, could also cause aphasia, as we've spoken about that. So him taking a step back for an actor of that stature, Bruce Willis, kept working no matter what. I mean, he made four Die Hards. He thought Die Hard was going to be done after Die Hard 2. Then he made Die Hard 3, which is good. Then he made Die Hard 4. Yeah, he was not letting up. And look at the Expendables. I mean, some of you guys didn't like the Expendables. I thought it was fun. I thought Expendables was fantastic. It's like, it was just an 80s movie remade for the 2010s, and I thought it was fantastic. But you know, he was like, I don't care if I'm middle-aged, I don't care if I'm bald, I don't care, I am going to continue doing what I'm doing. But I did notice a change in his facial expression. I did notice a look he had. It looked like he started to age quickly. We're being told he's been losing weight, and sadly, according to the LA Times, people who have worked closely with him have said that he has exhibited signs of decline in recent years. I am praying for him, praying for his family. I cannot have a Hollywood without Bruce Willis. And I just hope he gets the care he needs. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple of recent headlines are kind of shaking people's faith in the medical community, and we need to talk about them. One is a case where a paramedic, I believe in Southern California, allegedly assaulted a teen in the back of the ambulance. Another is a medical student allegedly retaliated against a patient who mocked her for wearing a pronoun pin. So we're going to talk about the medical student first, all right? And this is something that I get why people are upset. Now, okay, you all know I love medical students. I train medical students. I counsel medical students across the country. I, you know, having been a doctor and having been a medical student myself, I'm there for them. But something like this is very, very concerning. And you really want to make sure that all medical schools get the memo that some people might not be following the code of ethics that they need to. So basically what happened with this, and it's a shame this went down on all sides, but a fourth-year medical student, so this is a fourth-year medical student. If she's a fourth-year medical student, that means she just recently went through MATCH, meaning she has a residency, she has a job, and she is going to be graduating in the next 6 weeks. She attends Wake Forest School of Medicine, and she's now facing disciplinary action. They're investigating because she went to Twitter and posted that when she was drawing blood from a patient, and when the patient saw her pronoun pins, a lot of people wear pronoun pins, he made comment about it, laughed about it, so she missed and stuck him twice, implying she did that on purpose. And she boasted about that on Twitter. Well, if you are inflicting harm on a patient, that violates I don't know how many codes of ethics. So Kaishel Del Rosario was wearing a pronoun pin, drawing a patient's blood, and I guess the patient said her pronouns were she, her. So he goes, she, her, well, of course it is. What other pronouns even are there? It? So she writes, I missed his vein, so we had to get stuck twice. Now, why did she post this? Well, there was a Dr. Shirlene Obuobi, who I guess was talking about transphobia. She was talking about how she has her pronoun badge, her pronouns on her badge for a year. She's cis. She wants to help her patients and colleagues who fall under the trans umbrella feel more comfy. And she said in the last few weeks, several cis patients have berated me for it. So Kaishel, the medical student, says, I had a patient. I was doing a blood draw. They saw my pen, laughed loudly to the staff, and said she, her, what else could it be, it. So then she bragged, and she put a little emoji that she stuck him twice. Now, outrage ensued. People were calling for the medical school to do something. She's abusing patients for their political beliefs, and it's starting to get a little bit of a mess. And so obviously it warrants us talking about this. Now, there is the possibility that this didn't happen. There is the possibility a lot of students connect with doctors online now, social media. And she might have wanted to fit into the thread and get some thread cred. So there's a chance that this doctor is saying something that really, you know, resonates with her. And she did miss a vein, as some people do in training when they draw someone's blood. And said, you know what, I could spin this, you know? Yeah. This was somebody who was transphobic. Look at what I did. You know, so she could kind of get into that thread. There's a chance maybe it didn't happen. But the only problem with that is anybody in medical school who would even think that that is still okay to joke about or insinuate still might not get it. Now, some of you might say, well, they don't take the Hippocratic Oath until graduation. It doesn't matter. A medical student, a pre-med student, you already take that code of conduct of not, even though the Hippocratic Oath doesn't say do no harm, you don't harm a patient. You don't. So stabbing one again with a needle because you don't like what they said is a problem. Remember I told you guys I had that patient with a big, huge swastika on his chest? I treated him in the ER like I would anybody else. In my mind, I might have been like, you know, I'm helping a Nazi, but I it's my job. It's my job. If somebody, has beliefs that are different than mine, maybe I think everybody should wear a condom if they're having unprotected sex with a partner they don't know, or, you know, if they're having sex with a partner they don't know, new partner. They come in with an STD. Or they're pregnant. I'm not going to treat them. just because I think they should wear use a condom, that doesn't matter what I think. My job is to treat them. Yeah? Just like an air conditioning, you know, repair engineer. You know, you might have misused your air conditioning vent. It doesn't matter. They're there to fix it. I mean, that's just what they do. That's our job. If every doctor judged your choices, you'd never get treatment. Imagine a doctor saying, you know, I know you're coughing up blood, but you chose to smoke, so I'm out. I mean, imagine that. I, that's why we doctors, nurses, chiropractors, physical therapists, dentists, I mean, we do our job because that's what we took an oath. That's why we became licensed. That's what we pledged to do. And so this guy insulting her pronouns is not tolerated. That was inappropriate. I think people need to realize that you know, you need to be sensitive for how we feel. And I can't tell you how many times I was, you know, insulted, assaulted, you know, patients grabbing my boobs, patients touching my butt, patients grabbing at me, patients calling me every name in the book. Remember, I had a patient saying, oh, gosh, thank God I have you, because, man, I do not want to see another Jewish doctor. And I'm like, but I'm Jewish. Yeah. It's okay. Took care of them. But objective as can be, I mean, you know what? That people think what they think. You know, that whether you smell funny, whether you have, something that you're vomiting on me, whether it's my job to not, you know, care about that. My job is to help you. And we get trained that way. If, however, you are getting abused by a patient, never is that all right. Never is that okay. You have a choice. Sometimes, especially when you're a student, you should always have a choice. But students have a choice to remove themselves from that assault. So if this person, let's say, is being transphobic, and that student does not feel comfortable taking care of that patient, all schools should have a protocol on what you do if you are getting harassed. I mean, you know, after, you know, people in my generation got, you know, grabbed and groped and insulted, they have protocols for students to not be in the line of assault. But no way is a student supposed to, or a doctor or a nurse or anybody, supposed to take matters into their own hands and do retribution or take revenge. Once that happens, the whole foundation of medicine and trust crumbles. Now, the student, people are calling for her to lose her license. One person wrote on Twitter, you have a student boasting about mistreating a patient because of his political views. This is a public safety issue. Wake Forest Medical School School of Medicine said, thank you for bringing this to our attention. The student's tweet does not reflect how Wake Forest University School of Medicine treats patients and provides patient care. We are taking measures to address this with the student. So, you know, people say, all right, she should not be able to graduate. She could. If she did all the work, and this is the first time she had a lapse, there's usually a protocol among the with the school, you know, like warnings, things like that. The problem she's going to have is a residency going to now keep her? If this really did happen and the patient wants to sue, I don't think any residency is going to want to touch this. So we'll see what happens. But us doctors and students, we have a choice. Just none of those choices include hurting a patient. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The UN's former chief prosecutor for war crimes has called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Carla DuPont is talking to media in her native Switzerland, marking the release of her latest book. She has called for an international arrest warrant to be issued for Putin, adding there were clear war crimes being committed in the country. The Kremlin invaded Ukraine nearly 2 months ago. DuPont says suspected war crimes committed by both countries should be investigated. U.S. Treasury officials are arguing that sanctions are weakening the Russian currency despite gains this week. The exchange rate as of Friday is 85 rubles to equal $1, just shy of the rate prior to the February invasion. A senior Treasury official said weekly inflation in Russia is a direct effect of sanctions from the U.S. and allies. The Dow and the Nasdaq was essentially flat at the end of the week. This is USA Radio News. E-commerce giant Amazon says it's disappointed with the outcome of a union vote at one of their Staten Island facilities. Employees there voted to be the first Amazon warehouse to unionize. In a statement, the company said they are evaluating its options, including filing objections based on inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. Meantime, employees of the Amazon Labor Union celebrated in Brooklyn outside of the NLRB building where the votes were counted. Chris Malls, a fired Amazon employee who helped organize the union, spoke to WCBS-TV. He called the victory a revolution for a better quality of life.
We're fighting for 30,000 now. We're fighting for longer breaks. We're fighting to be shareholders again in the company. We're fighting for job security.
The House largely along party lines voted to legalize marijuana nationwide and eliminate criminal penalties for distribution and possession. It now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is working to introduce a similar bill soon. It's not clear that the legislation would pass in the upper chamber. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I will answer some of your questions. We got your questions coming up, but I just want to talk about some current updates and developments from a national standpoint, or I should say global standpoint, with Putin. I don't know what's going on with this man. This man is crazy, and I can't trust what he says. So when I heard that they were going to withdraw troops from Kyiv, I'm like, well, that's cool. That's very nice of them, but that's not a withdrawal. They're probably regrouping. You know, they want to let people's guard down. They're not very subtle, and we hear that they're still shelling the area. And as Ukrainians have been telling us from day one, you can't trust anything that Putin says. So maybe that'll work with this. So the latest spout out of, I guess, Russia, is that Putin is threatening to turn off Europe's gas supplies tomorrow. Now, if he is full of hot air, then maybe this won't happen. But the fact that he's threatening it, you know, I mean, remember he said he wasn't going to invade Ukraine, but then he did. Then he said, yeah, he is going to pull out of Kyiv, but then he did. He said he wasn't, he was just bombing military, attacking military, he wasn't going to be hitting civilians. He did. So if he says he's going to turn off gas, maybe he won't. The problem is, if he does screw with Europeans' gas supply, that's World War III. It also really, really affects us as well. It's not good. It's not good. You know, the only good to all of this is at least we're coming into the spring, summer. Still, there's some bad weather, like you saw with Pennsylvania and the pileup. So we are being told today that Vladimir threatened to turn off Europe's gas supplies starting tomorrow. What do countries have to do? They have to pay in rubles. Remember we talked about how the ruble is actually worth less than monopoly money? So my guess, and I'm no Russian economist, but my guess is if any sort of transactions with Russia happen in euros, if they want to augment the value of the ruble, then I guess they need to be using rubles in terms of their commerce. You guys probably know better than I, but he's throwing a temper tantrum because he wants the transactions done in rubles. So this was announced in a televised decree. Foreign buyers would have to open ruble accounts in Russian banks. There we go. That could be used to pay for gas delivering starting from tomorrow. We are really in trouble on how dependent we are on these other countries. America isn't that dependent on gas from Russia. Europe is, which is now posing a huge problem, which is why Ukrainians are getting slaughtered and nobody's really jumping in because everybody's afraid of what's going to happen to their political butts if the power gets turned off. Well, guys, I hope we're learning something and trying to get independent from China, because if we end up going to war with China, we're not even getting our generic medications. We're going to be in some big, big trouble. So he said, if such payments are not made, we will consider this a default on the part of buyers with all the ensuing consequences. Nobody sells us anything for free, and we are not going to do charity either. That is, existing contracts will be stopped. One thing about Russia is they're not very bridled by laws or trademarks. You see what happened, like with McDonald's? McDonald's pulled out. I think Starbucks pulled out. So Russia's like, well, screw the trademark. We'll just run the stores. If our Russians want Big Macs, we're going to still give them Big Macs. We might call it a little different, but they're going to get, well, you know. So if you're like, well, wait, there's a contract. Somebody could get a lawyer and sue them. Somebody should sue Putin. I don't think that's going to stop them, okay? So they need to bolster their currency and economy. Our sanctions hurt. Good. I'm glad. The problem is I think UK said, nah, we're going to pay in euros. And the European Union gets 30% of its oil from Moscow, relies on Russia for 40% of its gas consumption. And they do have storage facilities. We have some storage facilities. But the problem is how long will that last? German economy minister has rejected his demands to pay rubles as an unacceptable breach of contract, and people are now starting to feel blackmailed. You know, so one of you asked, how is this really going to go into World War III? If, you know, Russia invading Ukraine, when he invaded Crimea, didn't turn into World War III, why would this turn into World War III? Well, we saw early on that it was the long game, and I didn't want, you know, when you're in media, and, you know, and especially when you're a doctor, you want to calm things down. You don't want hysterics. You don't want hyperboles. You don't want exaggerations. You just want, you know what? Look, this is kind of what's, you know, this is what's going on. Let's just, you know, take it day by day. But you forget, you know, I come from a long line of people getting slaughtered for being Jewish. And my family had to escape Russia. They had to escape Austria. They had to escape Germany. And those that didn't were slaughtered. So when I see what's going on in Ukraine, it definitely hits a very sensitive chord. And because of the over and over again talks, I mean, family, you wonder why a lot of us Jews are, you know, think Christmas is the coolest holiday, right? Because we don't really have to always rehash what happened to our family. But the good to that is we don't forget. And the reason why we never forget and we don't want to forget is because we want to make sure it doesn't happen again. So you see a world leader upset about a treaty, right, that happened that affected their geography and amount of land, whether it was the Treaty of Versailles with the Germans or whether it was the fall of the Soviet Union with the Russians. And you see them expand and take over a smaller country. And you start to see just the same playbook, you're going to call it. In fact, I don't know if you guys saw this headline. This is a bunch of BS now. Russia says they are building a new, quote, democratic world order with China. So if they are now starting to be public, I mean, we all know that China was kind of laying low. But if China is now going to take a role, and I haven't confirmed yet, you know, Dr. Dahlia Show news team is there. They're like, Big Macs, that's how it gets. They're getting Big Macs. But you know, if China is going to not have a problem publicly saying, yeah, I'm going to join Russia on this, we got access and allies. We're starting to have this shift that's probably always been there, but is now starting to move. And the worst part about all of this is, which is why I was unsettled from the beginning, is we all predicted the first move would have been China. China moving in on Taiwan, China making some move. That is what we predicted since day one. It has always been about China, China, China. Yeah, Putin had come up, Russia had come up with election fraud and things like that. And, you know, but if the entity who we thought was going to be our biggest foe this coming decade hasn't even begun yet. And even though they're you know, ramping up from what we understand, and we're dealing with all this with Putin, you can just imagine what's coming up next. So I am nervous. And as a doctor, doctors like prep. So how would you prepare for something like this? Well, what would happen? If he does screw with Europe, then their fuel, well, then there's going to be fuel shortages. There's going to be prices that go up. There's going to be needs for shifting. There's going to be lack of supply. There's going to be pressure on America to help. There's going to be shifts and America's supply. If we are getting supplies from other countries, we might lose access to that. It is going to cause one hell of a ripple effect. In fact, we are already going to be seeing supply chain issues as a result of Ukraine. You might not have felt it these few weeks, but that's going to be coming. So it's bad all around. And let's hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Corey writes, there's no way doctors are objective all the time. I had a doctor who clearly hated me. I stopped seeing them. Okay, going back to that medical student, remember, so we talked about that medical student who said she intentionally missed a vein to get back at somebody who was making fun of her pronoun pin. When a patient... I don't want anybody to misinterpret what I said. As a doctor, you could be right, left, a Nazi, a Putin sympathizer, a legal immigrant, illegal immigrant, whatever.
as a doctor, when I was in the ER, I'm going to do whatever it takes to heal you. If that's my job. Okay? I did have a patient in my practice that touched my boob. I did not like him for that. But I couldn't punch him for touching my boobie. Can't do that. I had one patient patted me on the butt. Oh, I was so mad. I still cringe. I wanted to punch that guy in the nut. Can't do it. It's assault. A doctor hitting a patient? But going back to the guy that touched my boob, I wanted to discharge him immediately. Okay? You know, he acted like, oh, it was just a hug or whatever, and I didn't want to hug him, but it was, you know. Anyway, so he leaves, and I tell my husband, I go, I don't ever want him coming back. I don't want to be in a room alone with him, all right? He goes, fine, that's great. Let's kick him out. I go, but here's the only problem. When we discharge somebody from the practice, you are required per your medical board to not abandon them. So if a doctor, this is why I said we can't just dislike you and kick you out or whatever. There are standards we have. And so we had a patient that was also hitting on my staff. And so what we did is, I think state law is like you still have to be their doctor for at least 21 days or 30 days. I think it was like 21 days, but we want to make sure we overreach so that we have that, you know, somebody can't say, oh, you cut me off at 20 day and whatever. So our discharge letters were, we'll still take care of any emergency needs for the next 30 days to allow you time to find a new provider. But my husband called the medical board. You know, because the wife of the patient was calling, going, we got a discharge letter. Why would you discharge him? I want to know. And she's like, I'm going to, you know, sue you guys for abandonment. So we called the medical board going, what do we do? You know, my husband goes, look, my wife, you know, he touched my wife's boob. What do we do? And the medical board couldn't really give us the answer that we were hoping for. They said you can't abandon them. You still have to provide care for 30 days. So they suggested maybe care over the phone. This was before telemedicine existed. So it would have basically been free care. You know, but what we did with the patient that was hitting on my staff and creeping on my staff, they came back in one more time. I did everything. Once front desk said he's back, I was the nurse, I was the triage, I took him back, and I'm like, you're not going to mess with the staff, you know, it's me, and you know, this is our last visit, I'm sorry, you know, it didn't work out. So, you know, doctors have guidelines, and the reason why those guidelines are there is because they don't want a doctor being subjective. You walk in with a MAGA hat or you walk in with a Biden-Harris hat and that doctor doesn't like you. So they're like, I'm not going to care for you and now you have harm. So there's these protections for the patients. But there's always, you know, whenever there's a law or whenever there's a statute, there's always in the flip side, well, what do we do when this happens? And so it really was a dilemma. If you had a patient that you thought would put you at risk, in fact, we had one patient that got, violent and was clearly unstable. And so we reached out to the medical board going, look, I don't think the 30 days are going to work. And we were told, you still can't abandon them. So just have security come. Have security or call the police to be there when you see the patient. Now, I don't know if that one person represented what the whole medical board would have felt, but, you know, and this was years ago, but as a medical provider, to tell them, look, we think we're in danger with this patient, and their answer is, well, then when you do see them again, have police there. Doctors have been shot in my neck of the woods. Doctors have been killed. Staff have been killed. So now you're like abandonment versus... So in terms of objectivity, You know, do doctors like you or dislike you? Doctors will show frustration. You know, if a doctor puts you on a diet, has you take the medications, you don't take the medications, you lie. You know, you lie to them, try to get more narcotics, things like that. Yeah, doctors are going to be displeased. And doctors will tell you. I mean, how many times, you know, did I have to tell a patient, you know, did you pick up the medication? Oh, bad boy. No, you didn't listen to me? Ooh. I mean, I might be playful with it, but I let them know that, nah. If you want me to be your doctor, you're going to have to, I might have to find a doctor that kind of works with your half-assed way of doing things. But if you want me to get you better, you know, I need you to follow this regimen. If not, I can't help you, and don't waste your money coming here. I don't want you spending, you know, wasting your money. You could go to a doctor that, you know, works better with your you know, sort of lackadaisical attitude. But you are allowed to you know, separate care. Just like if you're being, you know, like as I said with this medical student, if a medical student feels that she is being harassed, you get somebody else. You can say, look, I can't objectively do my job with you. That's the key. If you can still objectively do your job, say, look, you know, I'm going to give it my all. Okay, I understand maybe you had a weak moment and you decided that, you know, you didn't want medicines. I get that. I don't like taking medicines either. I get it. You know, but you're about to go into a diabetic coma. I can't help you if you don't help control your blood sugars and control your diet. You know, what else? And the other thing, too, I would do is I would ask, you know, listen, I'm not blaming you for not doing this, but there might be another issue you and I are both missing. What is it about taking medications that concerns you? Are you getting a side effect? Do the medications give you gas? You know, what exactly? And some of them was like, no, I just don't like taking pills. Okay, then good. You know, but identify. A good doctor will, and I'm not saying I'm the best doctor, but a good doctor will be like, what is it? There are many people that will not take their glucophage because it makes them fart. Well, if you're not going to take your diabetic medication because you're afraid of gas, that's something the doctor needs to know and understand, and then offer an alternative. You know, these are you know, so discussions are at play. But pronouns are, you know, we have become a very divisive, you know, country. People have attitudes and opinions, and having been the brunt, you know, of that, it's frustrating because I want everyone to like me. You know, I don't want a patient, you know, who dislikes me because of my religion or because of my gender or because of where I trained, you know, and so you still have to take care of somebody objectively, but you could, again, discharge them. So that's where it's not the objective. You see, it's you're saying, no, I don't want to be your doctor anymore. 1-877, Dr. Deli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN, is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.